RV Family Travel Atlas is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Get an RV policy quote by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV. And by Campers Inn. To find your family's next RV, visit campersinn.com.
And by Instagon, the multi-purpose stain remover. To tackle your toughest RV cleaning and stain removing problems, visit instagon.com.
Everyone, welcome to this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
And we write about RV and family travel with our three boys, Theo, Max, and Wes.
You can read about our adventures at RVFamilyTravelAtlas.com, and you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
On this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas, we are talking about Ladies' Day Out, a biannual event hosted by Cabela's, celebrating women in the outdoors. Our Texas correspondent, Kate Dunbar, participated this week at her local Cabela's store, and she is here to tell us all about it.
Plus, we are announcing the winner of our ultimate second anniversary giveaway of free Jellystone camping and camp casual mugs. Stay tuned to hear who won this awesome prize.
You might think that most women prefer five-star hotels and spa vacations, but we know that a lot of the ladies love an amazing outdoor adventure. You are listening to episode 109, Ladies' Day Out at Cabela's with Kate Dunbar.
Before we head into this week's featured topic, Ladies' Day Out at Cabela's with Kate Dunbar, it's time for a sponsored message from our friends over at Instagon.
Yeah, we want to welcome our latest sponsor to the show, Instagon, and that is a multi-purpose stain remover. Okay, so this is kind of a funny story because I had gone back and forth with emails from the owner and the founder of this company, and then he gave me a call, and his area code was the same as ours.
Like 10 minutes from our house, the same.
This guy! Okay, Pete has such a fun story. He developed these products, okay? We're going to talk about two. The Instagon, which is a stain remover for mold, mildew, and water stains. And Quick 10, which is for carpet, upholstery, leather, and vinyl. So he had a business in basically cleaning, like cleaning carpets and all that kind of stuff. And he developed his own products. And this was like 30 years ago. He ended up developing
his... And he's been on QVC.
Yeah.
He's done As Seen on TV.
Yeah. I mean, his products are everywhere, but now they're rolling out into the retail market, which is why they're on this show.
For the RV consumer.
Yeah.
For you and for me.
Exactly. Okay, so we've had fun cleaning things around here since
Stephanie tried it's Quick 10 on the carpet. And our carpet's filthy. Our boys have made the carpet filthy. And it was actually filthy when we bought the house, so we just haven't replaced it yet. So Stephanie used the Quick 10 on the carpet, and it's ridiculous. It worked.
Yeah, it went back to brand new carpet, like in the part that I tried it on, which the problem is now I have to turn
it looks like a stain. It's because it's perfectly clean in this one spot, so it doesn't match the rest. So now she needs to do the rest.
I know. I do the whole thing. Okay, so I got a lesson in cleaner, okay, from Pete, the owner of this
teach country. Us.
Okay, so and people that know what they're talking about, they're probably going to laugh at my explanation. But okay, what he told me was that standard bleach has a pH level 1, and it's very corrosive, and then it loses its effectiveness. So he said after 8 months, and a lot of bleach is sitting there on the shelf, after 8 months, it's not going to work anymore. Like, it's still going to smell like bleach.
And using bleach on your RV awning, a lot of people recommend against doing that because it's corrosive and actually can ruin the fabric.
Okay, so what he told me was that Instagon, it's pH level 5, which is 5 times as strong, but it doesn't corrode. So he's saying his product doesn't corrode, and it's not active until you mix the solution with warm water.
And therein is the secret.
Right. You get it in a package, and then you mix it in the bottle that's provided.
And it activates.
And it activates. Activate Instagon, right? So then he says you can get a good 8 months out of that bottle. Like, so it's not gonna, it's gonna last you from the moment you get it forward through 8 months.
And it's not gonna tear into your awning.
It's not corrosive.
It's not gonna corrode your awning.
Right. So a lot of the manufacturers actually use
this. Yeah, so actually manufacturers use his products in-house. It's also reviewed in Motorhome Magazine in the February 2016 issue on page 60. So if you're a Motorhome subscriber, you can go in and check that review for Motorhome Magazine.
You can see it online too. I'll link to it in the show notes. Because they talked about removing.
I'm going to clean my awning with it before I winterize.
Yep. We're okay? And we're going to report back.
That's what we're recommending everybody do. Buy some Instagon and then clean your awning before you winterize. So Instagon has a special BOGO going on right now. And we'll have a link in our show notes, but it's also on their website, Instagon.com. So Stephanie, what's the special offer right now?
Yeah, so you can get, it's BOGO, buy one, get one half off. Okay, so you can get two of them, right, and at a special price. And then also when you order online and you get that BOGO, you're going to get an additional $10 off coupon for your next order after that, okay? So I'm going to link to it in the show notes, and then we're going to be, like we said, we used it on the carpet already. We're going to be using this. Pete has a million different ways that you can use this product. He's already told me all over the RV, and we're going to be trying them all out, and we're going to be talking
cool.
to you about
yeah,
them.
Yeah, so check them out. For more information, go to Instagon.com. So we need to announce the winner of our second anniversary contest, which was some free camping at Jellystone and four awesome Camp Casual mugs. So who was the big winner over on Instagram of this package, which is worth almost like $500?
Oh my gosh, it took me so long to enter all of these entries into our random picker. There were so many entries, hundreds. Okay, so our winner was, oh, it was an Instagram entry because both Instagram and Facebook got entered in for wins. 80 Mins, right? Those Instagram handles are always funny. So this is what 80 Mins at 80 Mins wrote. My favorite episode is number 88, Meet the New North American Camper, because it was my entry to the show. I'm a tent camper and now aspiring RVer who had that episode appear in my Twitter timeline. And I've been listening ever since because I love the show. Happy birthday and keep up the good work. And that was such a nice, I mean, I have to say it was like a birthday present to us reading everybody's comments about their favorite episodes. And I had a takeaway from all of that. As I was going through and reading what everybody's favorite episodes were, because of course we look at that as an educational moment. Like, what are
it's
people's
favorite? It's like a survey almost. We don't intend it to be that, but it kind of became one.
So I was so blown away by the diversity of response. It was like every single category type of our show was represented in the comments. So people love the one-on-one episodes. The coffee one came up over and over again. The RV maintenance, the makeover, the grilling, 101 episodes
were all
over the
place. That's great to hear because we'll do more of them and we'll start doing 102 episodes where maybe we move to a slightly more advanced level on camping or grilling or maintenance.
And then the travel episodes were also very strongly represented.
Like, glad people like them.
Because you love them.
I love them. I love going to a new place and then coming back and reporting back to our audience on what we loved and what we didn't love, what we did do and what we recommend.
Rig episodes, a lot of people love the pop-up camper, the travel trailer episodes, like
our listeners
them.
Like RVs, yeah. I guess, apparently.
The gear guides made a lot of appearances, specific gear, right? I love this one because the Instapot is my favorite thing or something like that. And then I have to say, a lot of women mentioned the Girl Camper episode, which was all the way back, number 23. I could not believe the amount of women that said, I found out about the girl camping movement from that episode.
Yeah, so, that was awesome because I don't think we had realized that we had people listening to us who weren't aware of the Sisters on the Fly or a girl camper like Janine Pettit and her whole world of content. So we were really happy that we had directed them to that. And for a lot of them, sort of a life-changing thing to find Janine and to find her podcast.
Yeah, so congratulations, 80 Mins. We're really happy that you're going to be able to go and stay at a Jellystone park with your family. And then you'll also get those Camp Casual mugs. Make sure you hashtag us RVFTA when you are using your mugs or you're camping at that Jellystone so we can see you enjoying your prize.
Oh, yeah, please share some pictures of us drinking from the mug while you're at the Jellystone.
Tents for Troops update. We are at 2,300. $60.
So we're at about 25%. We have a long way to go, and we are not giving up till we raise $10,000 for Tents for Troops. And the point is to purchase an RV that they can use in a new program called their RV Loaner Program. And that RV will be permanently located at an awesome campground, and it will be available to active duty families so they can get a free weekend of camping or two nights during the week or whatever it is. So our community has stepped up big by donating about $2,500, but we need to keep this going. So if you have not made your donation yet, please do. A $10 or $20 donation is awesome. Those all add up to a lot. And we appreciate every donation the same, no matter what the dollar amount is. Give what you can give. But we also wanted to remind you of the incentives at the $50 and $100 donation points.
We have the RVFTA bumper magnets for the $50 donation. And then if you do a $100 donation, you get an RVFTA bumper magnet and a t-shirt. Okay. So please go over to GoFundMe.com/RVFTA and make a donation today. Today. Put it on your calendar.
Wait. Yeah, do it now. We know that there are a bunch of you out there who want to do this and you're planning on doing it, but you've waited. Don't wait anymore. Make the donation now. Let's, as a community, come together and raise $10,000 for this great program.
Okay. And we are going to be back in a minute to talk with our lovely correspondent, Kate Dunbar, who spent the weekend at Ladies Day Out with Cabela's.
She had an amazing time, and she did so much in one weekend. It feels like she's reporting back on like a full week.
I loved this segment.
I ended up being so jealous at the end of this segment by all the cool things that Kate did with Cabela's over the weekend.
Stay tuned.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's time for this week's feature topic, Ladies Day Out at Cabela's with Kate Dunbar. But first, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Progressive Insurance.
When you sign up for an RV policy, you can also sign up for total loss replacement, which is optional protection that replaces your new RV with a current model if it's declared a total loss in the first 2 years. Get a quote by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV. All right. Ready
Welcome to the show, Kate Dunbar.
Hi, Stephanie. Hi, Jeremy.
Hi. It's always so good to have you on.
Thank you for having me.
I feel like you are our correspondent out and about, right?
I think so. Is it like mean to say that we're even more excited to talk to you now that you're in Texas? There's just some extra flair to the whole thing.
I think so. I think, you know, it's a special, proud state here, and I love being a part of it. So, of course, we're going to just gush about it.
All right. So we're just, you know, we'll just line up these events for you left, right, and sideways so you can come on and talk about it.
And we're bringing two of our favorite things together here, Cabela's and Kate Dunbar.
Aw, thank you. I'm just glad to be part of the Cabela's team on this one.
All right. So let's give everybody a little bit of background about this Ladies Day Out. We were so excited that you were participating by your own home so that then, you know, we could have you on the show and tell of our listeners what the event is all about and what you did at the event. So let's just start with the basics. What's Ladies Day Out?
Ladies Day Out is Cabela's weekends that happen usually twice a year, spring and summer. And this past September 24th and 25th, the stores just opened their hearts to all the ladies out there because we comprise up to about 46% of the outdoor activities. So
were you surprised by that stat when you saw it?
Really surprised. I mean, I kept looking at them going, 46% are you sure?
66 million women. That's what Cabela says, right? I mean, right. I was very surprised.
From hunting and shooting to hiking to camping, everything. And it also goes on to the conservation side too. So you can see where that number gets a little higher in that area because there are more women that belong to environmental protection groups within the cities and nature wildlife reserves and all of that. So that's where they're trying to target women of look at what's available out here for you. And we want to celebrate you and give you a really nice discount when you come shopping.
Right. So Cabela's is pretty smart. They looked at these stats and they thought, you know what? They need a day or two per year, right? So this happens twice a year. Once, like you just said, it happened last week in late September at Cabela's stores around the nation. And then they're going to have another event in spring of 2017, right? So for all of you listeners out there that missed it a couple weeks ago, don't despair. You get to participate next spring, and we're going to tell you all about it, and you're going to mark your calendars.
I think this is also a great opportunity for the women out there to do their outfitting without the Rugrats around and without Dad around. Because I know with Stephanie, if we go to Cabela's, she's focused on finding the boys the things they need, and I'm focused on getting myself what I need, and she ends up like not getting anything, or you know, getting of socks. So I look at this as a great opportunity for the women to go and just think about themselves for their outdoor gear.
And also feel comfortable asking questions. That's the other side, because sometimes you just don't want to ask that question in front of your significant other or in front of your family, where if they might know the answer, they could already look at you and go, well, duh, didn't you know that? And it's like, no, I didn't, or I didn't have the confidence to ask about it before. And at this one, it's geared a little more. And I have to say, the store that we were at, there were so many female employees in the store that if you just didn't feel comfortable maybe asking one of their male employees a question, you had a female employee right there who was so knowledgeable, knew a ton. And I mean, the store manager for that Cabela's we were at is a woman. So it was really cool to celebrate that too, because she just got the position.
So you can feel that this is a really strong part of the culture there at that store. And I think in the organization in general, we work with people at Cabela's as sponsors of this podcast. And guess what? They're women. Like, you know, I think there is a strong culture that they're smart women. Absolutely.
They really are. And I mean, their marketing is different. Their outreach is different. The focus is different. And it's really a comfortable situation to be in, to choose to go, to want to go shopping. And, you know, it's great.
So, you know, you're really showing everybody that the point of a lot of this is not just outfitting, it's also education. So there's lots of free workshops and seminars that are offered over the course of this weekend, correct?
Correct.
All right. Who's giving these workshops and demonstrations?
Well, Cabela's itself, the store does. So it's showing what products they have and helping you with a little discount card as well when you get to go through. And by little, I really don't mean little. It is a 20% off your entire purchase, kind of a great coupon for you. And it's just, it's really nice for that because, you know, we're all watching our pennies and things can get a little expensive, and that does help. For the women, one that's really dear and near to my heart is Casting for Recovery. And their group is to help women who have had breast cancer all ages, whether you're in treatment now or, you know, you've passed your treatment, you're done and you're ready to celebrate and have some fun. And you get to learn the sport of fly fishing, and you go to these clinics and they're at no cost. So that is incredible. And there was a representative there, you know, proud and showing what they have done. And with that segment, I'm going to move over to Sisters on the Fly, because that's who I originally was there representing. I was the hostess for the event. I organized it and brought in a bunch of the members and trailers, and we had fun. But we also donate to Casting for Recovery. So we're kind of a joint sisterhood with outdoor activities and empowering women and all of that. Then we also had a representative from Girl in a Gun, which is a women's shooting league. It is across the United States, and it teaches education, and it's open to women all ages. So there was their representative that was there. And then Texas Outdoor Women's Network, we call it TOWN here, and it's fantastic. I'm so excited that I just joined this. There's bird watching and backpacking and kayaking and canoeing, everything that pretty much Central Texas, as well as around all of Texas, is known for. This is your women's group. And then the Audubon Society was there as well, showing you about the native birds in the area, how to spot them, when their migration pattern is. And right now we have a migration of butterflies that are coming through. They're called snout nose butterflies. So there's millions of them everywhere around here. And they were talking about that. And then like when the monarch butterfly one comes through later next month, and preserving habitats, cleaning things up, creeks and all of that. So that was some of the participants that were there.
All right. So, you know, Kate, I'm noticing, you know, you mentioned Texas Outdoor Women's Network and the Texas Audubon Society. Now, you know, these stores are around the nation, these Cabela's stores, and they all host this. And the interesting thing to me listening to this is that outdoor organizations that are active in your area are going to be at this event. So like you just said, you joined town, you know, from being exposed to them there. And I think, oh my gosh, this is probably the perfect place if we have women that are listening that maybe want to get more involved in something like bird watching or, you know, something that they've
but
never
need that
tried.
Community to do
but
so.
But yeah, they don't know, you know, maybe the organization.
And it's more fun to do it with a community
it
of
is.
People who are
it
experts.
Is because I mean, especially being new to this area, I don't know where the hiking trails are, where the biking trails are, where I should go. So now being part of this organization, I'm another one of their key components that says, oh, look what's in my area. Here we go.
Right. So, you know, when, you know, I want to ask you a question here, honestly. We have this like outdoor expo. I'm not going to name the name of it around here sometimes that we've been to. And I'll be honest, I show up a lot and, you know, a lot of these organizations are there and they basically have a table with like flyers and a free pen. You know, like it doesn't feel like the fly fishing organization is doing anything to help me get a feel for it. Like when you say that they had fly fishing demos, like could you actually learn something from these?
Yeah, you could go outside and they could show you the art of fly fishing and casting and learning how to do it. Granted, it's going to be in a parking lot where we were, it was in a parking lot. Now, if you went to, say, the Cabela's in Fort Worth, there's a lake there. So you got to practice by actually casting into the lake. And if there was a kayaking group there, I believe, too, and they put a kayak in the lake. So if you've never sat in one, you don't understand how to get in one, but it's just something you've always wanted to do, but you don't want to be that person to fall in the water. Well, there was an opportunity to try it right there.
So there is hands-on learning.
There is hands-on, and they didn't do it this year, but I heard because we definitely said, we really want this activity. Could you please put this up next year? And they went, yeah, this would be fun. They have a, the store in Waco, they have one of those really large, soft blow up, bow and arrow targets. So granted, it doesn't have a tip on it, but if you've never pulled back on a bow before and you don't understand it and you want to learn how to do it, or it's, you know, knock it off your bucket list, or it's something that maybe you really have always wanted to do, you can practice it and you can try it. And in the store anytime during the week, they gladly will show you. But at least at this event, it would have been around. You could have brought a bunch of your girlfriends around and you all could have felt comfortable doing this. And if you messed up, didn't really matter.
And all this is free, Kate, or is there a ticket
all
price
free.
To get in? That's wonderful.
No,
so it's almost like a
free.
Festival, really, but it's free.
It is. It is. I mean, the area that we had a whole section of the parking lot roped off for us because we all brought our trailers so people could see what Sisters on the Fly was about. And then we did demonstrations out at our trailers. We had a trailer tour. We led the Dutch oven cooking. We showed trailer maintenance and how to handle things. And we even taught a few guys who thought they knew some stuff something new. So that was a good pat on our back. You know, and it was just, yeah, you can do this. And it's really open to everybody. And even if you don't like the outdoors, maybe you like to have a home preparedness kit and you wanted to go get some of those items. Women did that as well.
So you, just for showing up and going to one of these seminars or one of these events, you get your 20% off badge.
And we get a couple other things too. So we got the 20% off badge. We got a couple different keychains. We got some cozies. So whether we choose, you know, to put our soda in it or whatever else, we got our Cabela's ones. There were t-shirts. There were gift card giveaways. There were memberships to the organizations. There was everything going on there. Gift baskets galore. It was so much fun.
So it sounds to me like my takeaway from this section of our, you know, interview with you is, first of all, maybe save up a list of items that you're looking to purchase for
Absolutely.
These days during the year if you're going to go so that you get that discount. That's a like takeaway for me. And then number two, it sounds like this is like an all-day event. Pick a Saturday or Sunday and mark it out.
Exactly. Exactly. It was so much fun because like some of us who were camping and everything, we knew our events that were coming up over the next year. So we had to buy some new equipment and it was great. You know, I mean, discount is a discount. And I'm sorry, when you're in, you know, one of the most expensive outdoor activities of trailering and having stuff, you take the discount.
Now, Kate, did you take the ukulele lesson or you got that down already?
I'm a sister on the fly and we have our own ukulele song and we all sit down and we play. So I brought mine and I was being taught new songs, new lessons. And then we were showing some other women how to play and it was hilarious. It was so funny. I mean, there's nothing gale force wind and you're singing Johnny Cash songs on a ukulele. It was perfect.
So I really wanted to camp with Kate Dunbar at some point for the past year or two. Now I really, really want to go camping with Kate Dunbar.
Bring the ukulele.
Now, did you sharpen some knives too?
Yes, I didn't realize this, but on most weekends, Cabela's has knife sharpening there for free.
That I saw that on the list, and I thought, well, I bet a lot of people are, you know, thinking of other kinds of knives, but I'd bring my kitchen knives together.
I brought my chef's roll that has all of my knives in it. And I looked at the guy, I'm like, I'm sorry. Here's 40 knives. And he's like, oh, cool. These are awesome. I'm like, thanks.
Kate, 40 knives.
Yeah.
40.
Oh, yeah. They're all, you know, they're my tools. It's what I use. And I couldn't sit there for 3 days with a wet stone doing it myself.
Gave it to the guy at Cabela's.
I did. And he was really excited too. He's like, oh, I haven't seen one of these in a while. I'm like, yeah, that was my grandmother's. And, you know, we just talked about it. And what was funny is that I didn't realize our Thanksgiving carving set was in there and it was made out of antler. It was my grandfather's. So he showed a couple of the guys in the hunting department and it became like a big topic in the store. It was really cute.
This sounds better than Coachella. This sounds better than any music festival I could think of to me. I mean,
well, I mean, it would be. It's the outdoor festival of the season. It really is. You know, right? Well, especially right now, we're in dove season. We're going into deer season. So you had a lot of women going, I think I'm going to go with my husband this year, but I don't have any of the clothes. You know, what do I do? What do I wear? What kind of shoes? What, you know, what's happening? And everybody was able to help and support. It was great.
All right. So I have one more question before we move on to our next segment and talk more about what you learned when you were here and what you did with your Airstream. But my last question is, were there a lot of guys here?
There were a ton of guys who were so excited to bring their wives. And as I said, you're just here for the discount, aren't you? They're like, well, maybe. And I'm like, or are you here to play the ukulele with us? Because you can't get the discount unless if she says you can. So you kind of have to work for it. And they were really like, what do you mean? What do you mean we have to work for it? It was really cute. I'm like, well, we've got some dishes. You could wash our dishes for us. You know, you could handle some things. But they were great. They were really
supportive. All right, boys, empty out the black tanks while we're camping here.
There you go.
All right. So this is something that you can definitely feel comfortable bringing along your partner if you would like to. If you feel a little insecure about going by yourself or you can't, like, scrounge up the girlfriends to
go with you. Or if your husband or spouse or boyfriend gives you the sad puppy dog face because they just want to really go because this sounds like an absolute hootenanny.
It is. It's a big party. I mean, like, they had sodas and lemonade and snacks and everything that was there. It was perfect. It really, really was.
All right, Kate, thank you so much for telling us all about the Ladies' Day Out at Cabela's that you were just at last weekend. And we know another one's coming up in the spring of 2017 for all of our listeners to enjoy. Stay tuned, and we are going to come back, and Kate is going to tell us everything that she learned at Ladies' Day Out.
Choosing the right RV dealership is as important as choosing the right RV.
Campers Inn RV was founded on the belief that every customer deserves to be treated with dignity and respect. That's why they offer the Integrity Pricing Guarantee. All of their advertised prices include freight, prep, orientation, and detailing, so customers will never be surprised by last-minute upcharges and fees.
Campers Inn RV believes strongly in transparency, and they strive to make customers feel confident that they found the perfect RV for their budget and their dreams.
Since 1966, Campers NRV has become the nation's largest family-owned dealership with 15 locations across the East Coast. Come down and learn why Campers NRV has been the RVer's trusted resource for 50 years.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. It is time for the second part of our feature topic, Ladies' Day Out at Cabela's with Kate Dunbar. So we just went over really a broad overview of this festival. I want to call it a festival. Now Kate's going to dive into the specific things that she learned while she was there, what she benefited from. So Kate, why don't you dive in and get us started? What did you learn?
Well, I definitely learned that the art of boondocking while you are camping is that it's an art. It is a well-orchestrated, planned-out event, and you really have to, well, I'm going to say I had to know what I was doing, and I thought I had it dialed in, but I really didn't. I had to kind of tweak some things along the way.
This is one of those things where you learn by doing, right, Kate?
Yeah, it is trial by fire, and I will say that because that's, you know, one of the things that you don't want to have happen to you when you're playing with a generator for the first time. You do not want a fire. You do not want anything, and I am one of those girls who's completely afraid of electricity and like gasoline. It just is one of those, oh no, please don't let me mess this up.
But it is also maybe a slightly more safe environment than going off into the wilderness for the first time. Yeah. I mean, you're surrounded by people with know-how and you're, you know, the Cabela's is nearby and it seems like a safe place to practice and get it all together.
You know, go practice on the blacktop in a parking lot of Cabela's where it is well lit and you are safe. I will honestly say that, but so I don't have my vintage trailer with me. I have my Airstream, and that is a 30-foot, 50-amp trailer. So we had to not only take it from 50-amp, but down to 30-amp. And then we had to hook in generators. And I have been researching generators for months, trying to figure out which one are we going to use, what's going to be the best value. All of this, are we doing a what do I want to say? A home builders or, you know, that kind of one.
So what did you get? Well,
I ended up getting the Yamaha 2000. We got, it's the EF2000i SV2 inverter generator package with a 30 amp RV plug. Oh my God, that was a mouthful.
All right, so this is very interesting to a lot of our listeners, and I'll include a link in the show notes to this product that you picked. But could you give everybody sort of a brief, I know this is a lot to ask, but just a brief sort of rundown of why you chose this one?
I chose this one because it weighs a lot less than most of the big, huge generators do that you need for trailers. This is two generators that are joined together by a cord that has your 30 amp plug in the center of that cord. So you have cords that go into one part of the generator and cords that go into another part that link them together that boost up the power so you can run air conditioners. Because it's in Texas.
Very
right
important.
Now. And I had to have my air conditioner. I'm sorry. I do.
Don't be sweet. Feel you. We know.
But so these two generators, when they are put tandem together, you're able to start a 13,500 BTU air conditioner. And we have two of those in our trailer. So I was able to run one at all times that I needed it.
Which is okay because then you could run the one that's towards your cooking section or whatever if you were using it. And then at night you could run the one in the bedroom, right?
Exactly. And that's what I did. I flip-flopped them. And I learned what overload is.
Oh, okay. So go ahead.
You know, you have the air conditioner on, and I was posting information to Sisters on the Fly because, you know, we were keeping each other going, and I needed to charge my phone, my iPhone, put it in the correct outlet that I was supposed to use, and bam, I overloaded the generators. So I had to be very choosy about structuring the power. How was I going to do this? How was I going to handle this? Granted, all of the lights in our Airstream are LED, so I could have those on with the air conditioner running off the generator at the same time. So
and what about the fridge? Could that be running?
No, it couldn't. Not just mainly because of the size of our fridge. Like I could have the propane on, but it still needed that electrical charge to keep it going. So I instead turned my freezer into an ice box. I had dry ice and ice in it, and I kept like the water bottles and the things that really were not going to perish. So that's how I used that one. Like bottles of wine went in there and that was fine. And it worked perfectly. It kept everything cold and I didn't have to worry about it at all. Using our ice chest, and I have catering ice chests. So those things are really big. I mean, they're almost like gigantic Yeti coolers. They're really insulated. I've done a
different. I think you mean gigantic Cabela's coolers, don't you, Kate?
You know what?
We'll let you go on that little slip.
I should, shouldn't I? That's what I need to do. And like I line my ice chest with that reflective insulation. So when I put my ice and everything, it's just another layer and it keeps food cold. It keeps food frozen that needs to be. And that, but to go back to that generator thing, learning how to properly hold a 10-gallon gas can and refill those without spilling, without, you know, it's time to hitch up your pants and not be afraid and do this. It was really tough. It was something that I'd never done before. My husband had shown me. I still wasn't confident after he had shown me. And so one of the gentlemen at Cabela's, one of the girls did buy a generator through there, which was great because she got 20% off. So how fabulous was that? He came out and he showed us how to do an easier way of filling, you know, the gas part of it, how to check the oil in it, how to disconnect, how to shut down our trailers, how to shut down everything. And I mean, he just came on out and just did this. He went to each and every one of us to make certain if we had any questions. And I didn't even buy my generators from him. And so that was fantastic to have that confidence there.
So really, I mean, there's so many different ways that this can be an educational weekend, even if you're participating, you know, with an organization like you are with Sisters on the Fly.
It was. I mean, and this employee even was like, hey, if any of you girls have really low gas cans, let me know. I'll take them and I'll go fill them up for you so you don't have to leave. And I'm like, how sweet is that? And I've come to find that almost all the employees that I interacted with were exactly that same amount of kindness. It was fabulous.
All right. Now, you were very focused on doing Dutch oven cooking demonstrations, right?
Yes, that was our thing. So I made certain that I purchased the Lodge cast iron Dutch oven cooktop. It's a flat panel raised surface that has wind baffles around it. So you can have two 14-quart Dutch ovens, which are the huge, huge ones, sitting next to each other. And you can probably stack another 12-quart on top of that one and quite possibly a 10-quart. So you can have almost three high on each side. And that would be six Dutch ovens for cooking.
Kate, could you send me the link so I could show everybody what that cooktop looks like and I can point people to it? Okay.
And it's fantastic for camping too. It folds up less than a table when a table collapses down. It has its own carrying case and everything. It's a fantastic piece of equipment and I'm going to use it for other things. It won't just be for Dutch oven cooking. So it is a multi-purpose tool.
So what else did you use for your Dutch oven cooking demonstration?
Well, because we were boondocking, water was something that we had to be really careful about. So I found out that Lodge makes aluminum inserts for those Dutch ovens. So I didn't have to wash out one of those huge cast iron Dutch ovens at all. It was all in an aluminum pan that was completely disposable. And that was
I love that idea.
It was fantastic because what I had done beforehand, because you have to layer food in Dutch oven cooking. You want, you know, your raw meats and everything down on the bottom so it gets cooked so you have the proper temperature for it so you don't get any foodborne illnesses. What I did was I seasoned the meat and everything like that and I put it in the bottom of that aluminum pan and then I froze it that way and then just started building all the layers on it and then put it straight into my ice chest and it did start to thaw by the day that it was ready for it to go into the Dutch oven. So that was a fantastic idea that I did in the prepping, getting them, because I didn't want to be chopping. I didn't want to be handling raw meat while I was talking to people and showing them the kitchen setup and how it was all done. I wanted it finished.
So this was like your version of doing the casserole ahead of time, but you did a Dutch oven casserole, basically.
Literally. I made chicken chili verde, and it was easy, and it was simple, and it was done in under 40 minutes. And so many people kept looking at me going, that is the coolest setup I've ever seen. I went and got one of those large, round, galvanized, maybe like a feed pan that I picked up from Tractor Supply here. You can pick it up at Walmart or anywhere, but it's one of those big galvanized tubs. So I put the chimney starter with the charcoal in it because I didn't want sparks to go anywhere, and I wanted it to heat up faster. And everybody knows if you insulate those, they're going to catch faster, and your time, your cooking time will get cut down tremendously. So I ended up putting the coals down at the bottom when they were ready, put the Dutch oven in, put coals on top of the lid, preheated it, took the lid off, put the insert in, added everything that I needed to, put the lid back on, and in 45 minutes, it was ready. And the cleanup was so simple. Like I said, because of that galvanized tub, I could just dump all of the ashes in it, wait it until it cooled in a safe way, and then I could literally throw it away in the trash can.
You really got your systems down by doing that this weekend, huh?
I really learned, and I really learned the fact that Cabela's puts out a great camp stove that has some of the best wind guards on it. And it was windy. We had a big storm that rolled through. And at one point we had 40 mile an hour winds, and I was still able to keep water boiling for our coffee that we needed and all of that because of that Lodge cast iron cooking table with the windshield on it. And then I placed the Cabela's camp stove in it with the windshields up on it as well. So I had this great barrier going on, and it was perfect.
Talk to us more about coffee and cowboy coffee and perfecting it.
Cowboy coffee. I think that that was the most important thing because I had forgotten the coffee filters for the coffee pot. And one of the girls said, oh, it's not difficult at all. Just fill the whole thing up with water, throw in a bunch of coffee, stir it around, and just let it sit there, and then just pour cold water, and the coffee grounds will settle to the bottom. I'm like, that only works in movies. She's like, oh, no, serious, it does. I'm like, no, that doesn't, how, what?
Works in movies and for the Sisters on the Fly.
And it works. I had to give my big apologies and everything. It worked perfectly. So, you know, I learned how to do that. It's a fast, easy way. Coffee tastes so much better that way. And, you know, keep people happy and caffeinated. That's my job.
Now, we know that boondocking is very different than when we do campground camping. What were just some of the supplies that you realized you needed to do your boondocking that you might not always have on hand when you're campground camping?
I would say to make certain that you always have a full tank of fresh water in your trailer. That is the most important thing that you need. The propane bottles, the small little ones, and then to make certain that you have a lantern that maybe uses them, or get LED lights or solar lights. They are crucial. You will need them. And in some cases, you might need some sun blocking material for your windows. We were in a parking lot of a major shopping mall. It was like daylight at midnight. It was so bright, so light because of all those lights. And we ended up hanging t-shirts and things on our windows so, you know, we could actually get some sleep. Safety is another thing. The generators are very expensive. So one of the guys, again, at Cabela's came on out and showed us how to cable lock them up, how to individually lock them to our axles of our trailer, how to, you know, position them away from the trailer so we don't get carbon monoxide poisoning if we're running them at night while we're sleeping. And then, you know, keeping your ice chest out of direct sun, keeping the gas cans out of direct sun, those little
Tell
things.
Me a little bit more about positioning that generator so you don't have to worry about the carbon monoxide. So where did you put it so that it didn't
be? I put mine at the far end of my trailer and off to the side by about 6 to 8 feet because I didn't want the wind catching it, catching the fumes and bringing them back through the trailer in any way. And that was something you really had to watch out for. I didn't notice it before. And before I had mine pretty close and I didn't realize I had one of my fan vents open until I walked in the trailer and went, "Ooh, I smell fuel in here." And then one of the guys realized what it was. He's like, "Oh, your generators are way too close to your trailer."
And you're keeping them away from the bedroom, it sounds like.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. So doing that, and I didn't realize that the bathroom vent was open, and that was like where it was coming from, the smell. So I got it. We got it all handled and situated. So there was a lesson right there. And, you know, the safety of them, those are one of the hottest commodities in camping to get stolen. So we already know that with the truck that we're getting, we're having a generator cage built where it's bolted into the bed of the truck and the generators will go into there so it stays safe.
So if you're going to spend $1,000+ on a generator, to spend the couple extra bucks on securing it is a no-brainer.
Exactly. And then figuring out, and then with that storm that came through, we also got rain. So figuring out how are you going to have a vented cover for those generators. I ended up honestly doing a table over it and kind of arched it up like a teepee to cover it and everything. It was on the fly. Here you go.
Did that work?
It actually worked perfectly. I put duct tape over the center of the table where it would have folded. So it kind of, made this, like I said, like the teepee, and I had two old milk crates, the plastic ones, and they just sat on top of it so they didn't get in the water and the cords were completely protected and it worked.
Kate Dunbar travels with duct tape and I want everyone to take note.
I do. I not only have duct tape rolls, I have duct tape wrapped around my Sharpie pen that usually stays in my back pocket. It's just something my husband has always insisted that I do. And I have to say, I used it like 4 or 5 times. So he did well by teaching me that little trick.
So then in addition to you teaching everybody how to, how to Dutch oven cook and all that stuff that your sister's on the fly and you were doing, what other things did you learn from visiting the other vendors there?
I definitely learned about the outdoor activities around here in Central Texas. Like I said, the Women's Audubon Society, the Texas Audubon Society and the Texas Outdoors Women Network. That was where I really focused a lot of my attention because I like to do photography and I wanted to do something that was outdoors, but I didn't want to go somewhere where I was trespassing or where maybe there was, an environmentally protected area around here. I wanted to make certain that I knew where I was going was okay. So those are the two groups that I really, really found the most information for me with.
And that's such a big takeaway for me, from this segment.
It's worth the whole weekend to find an organization like that and join it. I can't believe how much you packed into a weekend. I'm literally sitting here thinking this was 5 days worth of experience.
Outdoor education.
We pulled in on Friday. The event started Saturday morning and we closed it out Sunday afternoon at about 2:00.
Wow, so much fun. I would have loved to have been there also.
We're going to get you to one of these.
I know, in spring of 2017,
We could have the RVFTA representatives at them too. They're totally open to everybody helping showcase, what outdoor activities are like, whether it's with a family or individual, through a sport, or just through enjoyment. They're welcome and open to all of that.
This was so educational. I really hope that you coming on the show and talking about your experiences here really encourages some of our listeners to look at the Cabela's events and understand that these are really educational opportunities, but they're free.
And there's lots of other ones.
Yeah.
Cabela's is big on this stuff.
They are. And all you have to do is go to Cabela's, find the store that's closest to you and click on their calendar of events. And you can go ahead like 3 months and see what's going on. You can click on the event itself and it'll give you the description of it. It's perfect.
All right. And we're going to put a link to that in the show notes also, so that maybe people can bookmark that and look at it throughout their winterization blues period of time and think about all of the outdoors events that they're going to attend at the Cabela's stores next spring.
And now the big question is, Kate, there's two big questions. Matthew McConaughey didn't show up, did he?
No, he didn't. Darn it. And I was at the farmer's market last week that his parents go to, and I'm really trying to hunt him down. I'm going to find him. I'm going to find that boy.
And that will be a featured topic on this podcast.
And what's your second big question?
So more boondocking for you in the future, Kate? I mean, you bought the generator. You learned a lot of the skills. Is that on your radar for the future?
It's actually on our radar this coming summer. My family and I, we are packing up and we are going to be hitting the road for about 5 weeks. We're going to national parks and historical monuments and state parks all the way from Texas up to Montana, over to the Dakotas, and then back down to Texas. So now it completely opened up a confidence level that I have within me as a trailer owner and as a camper to go try these new experiences.
Very inspiring.
And we really can't very inspiring. Wait to hear about all of those on this show. You know that,
I'm
Kate.
So excited. I am so excited. I cannot wait for summer to get here and like get just like you. I didn't realize I have to winterize my trailer as well. So this is a whole new experience for me.
All right, Kate, well, you keep having adventures and we'll keep having you on to talk about them, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much to Kate Dunbar. Well, and where can our listeners find you on social media?
I would say right now I'm most active on my Instagram account, and that is Kate's Curious Kitchen.
All right. Check her out at Kate's Curious Kitchen, and you can also check her out on a podcast coming soon here on the RVFDA Network.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kate.
Thank you so much,
You
Kate.
Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to episode 109 of RVFTA, Ladies Day Out at Cabela's with Kate Dunbar. And before we wrap things up, we need to really thank our sponsors. So thanks to Instagon, and welcome to the show, Instagon. And thank you to Campers Inn.
And also thank you to Progressive Insurance. Adding an RV policy quote to another Progressive policy like home, auto, motorcycle, or boat is a great way to save time and money. Get on the road to savings by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV.
Coming up next week on Men in Their Rigs, 10 tips for sneaking into Ladies' Day at Cabela's. Kate Dunbar is going to help you get in, guys.
All right. And this one goes out to Marilina, who has missed these updates on our other podcasts. Right? And next week on Camping with Toddlers, we are going to send John and Gail, right? Our RV newbies who are shopping for RVs. We are going to send them to do some product testing with our toddler.
Now, we should pack him with lots of applesauce.
Yep, lots of applesauce.
And animal crackers.
Yep, they always come with their snack packs,
and
right?
We'll give Wes a cheeseburger that he won't eat.
And they're going to have see if these rigs can hold up to the toddler product
testing. I want to see
if
any of our podcast listeners can get our child to eat.
I don't know. Maybe that'll be our next contest.
See you at the campground.
Bye-bye.